You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
According to my heart, which shall feed you and with knowledge and understanding. The Lord has given us a responsibility to teach and to expound upon God's word and to elevate our personal walk with the Lord in such a way that it will increase our spiritual life and draw us closer to the Lord. But most of all, it allows us to do more than just sit in the pew, because if we are Christians, which implies that we are Christ-like, our responsibility is in the field to help bring in those who are not here, to share God's word for such a time as this. For God is talking to the hearts of men. And since I said the hearts of men, what is the heart of God? The heart of God is love. God is the only one who knows everything about everybody, and yet he loves each and every person unconditionally. Let me repeat it. God is the only one who knows everything about everybody, and yet he loves each and every one of us unconditionally. My brothers and sisters, God knows all of our faults and our frailties, our strength as well as our weakness. And he still loves us. He is willing to help us in life to overcome the issues and the problem that will arise. And yet, because he loves us, because the Lord is our shepherd.
Oh, yes. Yes.
He is our shepherd. Yes. And because the Lord is our shepherd, Isaiah 40 and 11 states that he, Jesus, yeah, shall feed his flock like a shepherd, yeah, taking care of his sheep.
Yeah.
Throughout Jesus' earthly ministry, Jesus could be found feeding men, sharing the word of God that the Father had established for him. I need you to go and share the word. Teaching them and leading them by example how we are to live and how we are to treat one another and where we are to serve in the house and outside of the house. Sometimes we think it's all about here, but it's really out there. The Lord is simply saying, I need you to be disciples, to go after. If the church, my brothers and sisters, in the 21st century is to receive all that the Lord has for it, we must learn how to love one another. I was sharing with Sister Matthews this morning. I said, we hear things all of the time, and it troubles me because, and the Lord laid it upon my heart, do you know we try to share the gospel, Brandon, but the gospel is slow to move, but the gossip, the gossip spread like wildfire.
That's right.
We are trying to share the gospel, but gossip overshadows the gospel.
Yeah.
Because you can ask somebody about what's going on in the city, and I guarantee you, the gossip is out. Now, maybe the gossip might be right sometime, but most of the time it's wrong. But the gospel is always right, and it is never wrong. But why is it, Daryl, that we rather just go towards the gossip and not the gospel? That's another sermon. What we witness today is not the God type of love that's required. God love is caring, and God love is giving. Caring and giving. He cares for us, and he gave his life. Care for those who are lost, caring for those who are hurting. So David understood this, said that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's a lot of wants we want. We want that mansion, we want nice homes, and we want all of these 401ks. And we think that those are the things that are so important in our life. But then as we get old, Brother Gaines, we think about and we look around, and all of the things that we gravitated towards and we tried to accumulate doesn't help us, because now we're old and now we want our health and our strength. That man that's sitting there now, all of that money and stuff that he said he had, and all of that, all of the things that those hotels and stuff, I ain't talking about nobody, but now he wants his health and his strength. God has been put on the side burner. Now I'm reminded of how he walked into somewhere and he held up the Bible and he held it up like this, not like that. And now he's not even saying, pray for me. It makes you wonder. I ain't talking about nobody. Then David said that he leaded me beside the still water. If you have ever been on a cruise ship, and many of you have, there are times that the water is calm. And in those times, it has a pleasant effect. But there are times that the water is rough. And in those times, you are tossed from one side of the ship to the other. Anybody been tossed in life? Because in life, it's not going to always be easy. Sometimes it's smooth and it's easy. But there come a time when sickness and illness come into our life. It's tossed and we're driven and we don't know which way to go. But when you have the Lord in your life, the Lord just said, peace be still. And when that peace come over you, it doesn't matter what you're going through. What does matter is what the Lord is doing in you. When Jesus said, peace be still in rough waters, it brought about a calming effect. When Jesus is allowed into our life, it brings about a calming effect. For he is that peace that the world is longing for. Then David said, he restoreth my soul. There are three things that the Lord will provide for his sheep. He give us rest, resources, and restoration. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Anybody sleepy? Don't let this put you to sleep. This rest that Jesus spoke of has reference to working. It's when you go out of your way to help someone and they feel good about what is done. This is the rest of working and accomplishing what the Lord instructed the disciples to do. Jesus said, go and make disciples. And when that is done, you feel good. I shared with Sister Matthew this morning. I said, had you noticed how when we fellowship together and how we do projects and things together, how the body of Christ is excited? That's work. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Then he said, but it tells us that the shepherd gives us resources. Look at what that 24th division said. It said that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he founded upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in the holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. For the Lord has resources. He owns the silver as world is the goal.
Yeah, yeah.
He owns a cattle upon a thousand hills. He is the maker as well as the creator, for he owns it all. And then David said, he restoreth my soul. He's in the restoration business, for the Lord is in the restoring business. He can and will restore your life, transform you. Anybody been restored?
Yeah.
Anybody been redeemed?
Yeah.
He can restore your health when the doctor gives you up. Jesus said, it's just right for me. He can restore your joy. Maybe you've been hurt by a past relationship. Friends talk about you, turn their back against you, and you don't know what to do. You thought that maybe that person that you was in love with walked away from you, and you want to give up. Just turn to the Lord.
That's right.
When you are in the midst of your lonely hour, just call on Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
For he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then David said, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. David said, I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. In other words, death does not define the believer. It only transfers us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It transfers us from physical life to eternal life.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I come that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly.
Yeah.
That you might have life more abundantly. David said in that 23rd Psalm, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Antioch, if there was ever a time that we should follow something in our life, all the days of our life, it should be goodness and mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
If there was ever a time that something needs to follow us all the days of our life, it ought to be goodness and mercy. For it was his goodness and his mercy that brought us from a mighty long way. We were in the cotton field.
Yeah, yeah.
Grandma and Grandpa was in the cotton field.
Yeah.
I heard Pastor Hardison say he used to chop cotton. How he got $5 and somebody, they got $2.50 and somebody got $5, and he was upset. But goodness and mercy follow us. It was his goodness and his mercy that got us up this morning. It was his goodness and mercy that followed us all the days of our life. But it is his goodness and his mercy that gave us a second chance. We all need mercy one day. We were all lost one day. And the Lord bestowed upon us his goodness and his mercy. And here's why David said, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, ye know. And the way, he know, Thomas said, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said emphatically, undeniably, and explicitly, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. And if you dare to believe, if you've been baptized, if you've been redeemed, there should be a shout of praise in the house of the Lord. If you dare to believe, the Lord is in this place. He said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. There is a God who said, I am that I am. Your water when we are thirsty, your food when we are hungry, your shelter in a time of need. I am that I am, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the bright and morning star. I am that I am. He is all we need. All I want is you, Lord. The doors of the church open. Invitation, Christian discipleship is now being extended. If you're here today and your desire is to accept the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can